Welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. I'm the lead pastor here at Reed's Chapel Church of God in Grandview, Tennessee. Wonderful devotion for today. It is going to be John 13:14. And we will start in John 13:13. We'll read the context of all of this. But Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 14. And we'll start in verse 13. Ye call me Master and Lord, and you say, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. That's our devotion. We'll keep going here for context. For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. I speak not of all of you. I know who I have chosen, but the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Speaking of Judas there. Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. So this is about washing one another's feet. This might get a little controversial. Obviously, if you watched any of the commercials for the Super Bowl this year, you might have noticed the foot washing commercial. But let me make this very, very clear. And that's not to anyone in particular that I'm talking about. I'm talking about Jesus is doing this while he's saying Judas is about to betray him. Okay, this is at the Passover. This is at the end of his ministry. He has already chosen his disciples. His disciples have decided to leave everything and follow him. These are believers in Jesus that have left everything, all their whole life, and followed him. So I do want to make that clear. The washing of each other's feet is for disciples. It's for genuine followers of Jesus. It's for believers. It is not for unbelievers. Likened to baptism is not for unbelievers. The rest of the sacraments, also communion. He says if you take communion unworthily, it will actually hurt you. It won't be well for you. It'll be detrimental to you. So same thing here. Feet washing is for believers. And so I just wanted to make that clear. But obviously, I like the context here. He says the servant is not greater than the master. Just like he whom God sent is not greater. What's it say there? Neither he that sent that is sent greater than he that sent them. So he's saying he's equal with God here, proving his divinity once again, proclaiming to be the Son of God, equal with God. This is why they called him a blasphemer, because he was saying things where he was equating himself with God. And also, he's coming as a servant, right? It was a servant's job to wash people's feet. That's why Peter vehemently denied him and said, no, Lord, you will not wash my feet. He said, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part in me. And Peter says, well, wash my whole body, Lord. And he says, if I wash your feet, you're clean. feet was usually associated with the most unclean part of the body. Back then they wore sandals, and so and they were walking around on the street, and they'd come in the house and they'd wash their feet, or they'd have their servants wash their feet. And so Peter couldn't get the example Jesus was setting. He said, "No, Lord, you will not wash my feet." But he did not come as a king. He's coming back as a king with glory, but he came as a humble servant. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to serve each other, outdo one another in honor, love your brother, right? And even lay your lives down for your brethren. And so here we see Jesus submitting himself as a servant, even though he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He knows he's about to go to the cross. He knows he's about to be betrayed. And yet still he chooses to be a servant and wash his disciples' feet. This is still a sacrament. It says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so we still do foot washing, even though we put socks on and shoes and our feet aren't as dirty. They can still stink pretty good, you know. But we don't do it necessarily that our feet may be clean anymore. We do it now as a spiritual matter to show that we are servants unto our brothers, to humble ourselves. If you don't like the idea of foot washing because you think it's gross, you just got to change your mind about it, because Jesus tells us to do it to our brothers, right, in the faith. But it's about being a servant, humbling ourselves, and realizing we're no better. And our role, he says, if you want to be the greatest, you will serve the most. So our roles here as believers are to serve our brothers, and we follow the example of our Lord and Master, right? So be a servant today. Serve one another, especially your brothers and sisters in faith. God bless. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, and we will see y'all tomorrow.